Okay, gentlemen, Yerdei Simon Kuf Beis is the discussion of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is actually an area that's very ripe for Lamdis. It's also relevant Halacha L'Mais, although it's more relevant in Lamdis than it is Halacha L'Mais. There are two dinim of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. There's one din of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin that a Safek Derabanan ordinarily is Safek Derabanan Lahakel, but a Safek Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, we say Safek Derabanan Lahachmir in that situation. That's what emerges in the case of a Beitza Shenolda. If it's a Safek, Beitza Shenolda B'yantiv is considered Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, only wait till the next day, it's going to be Mutter. But Safek Beitza Shenolda B'yantiv is also going to be Usser, because Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Safek is going to be Usser. There's another din of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, which is that Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not going to be Batal. Right? Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is also not Batal, a second din of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. There's also two reasons quoted in Rishonim for the din of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. There's the famous reason of Rashi at the beginning of Beitza and Daf Gimel, where Rashi says that the reason for Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is because Asher Teichlan the Be'isser Teichlan the Beheter. That Rashi is basically saying, why get involved? Hey, well, how come you have to get involved in an Isser? Asher Teichlan the Be'isser Teichlan the Beheter. So according to Rashi, that's the Svara of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Ran develops another Svara of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the famous Ran in the Dharma Daf Nundays, where the Ran tells us that all of Bittul is predicated on contrast. When I have a difference, usually between Isser and Heter, so the two items are going to be Batal. Right? The sheet of the Tanna Reb Yehuda is that Min Bemino is not Batal. The Chachamim disagree with Reb Yehuda, and they say, no, even by Min Bemino you can have a contrast of Isser and Heter, and therefore it's going to be Batal, because you have a full-fledged contrast. Nonetheless, if the contrast is less extreme, right? So in that situation, when the Isser is not viewed as a full-fledged Isser, the Isser is viewed as an Isser that is partially Mutter, so the Kahai Gavna, the contrast is less extreme, so therefore I'm going to say it can't be Batal. Meaning, according to the Ran in the Durim, the lomdus of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin not being batal is a halacha that's fundamental to the din of bittul. Bittul usually means that Isser is batal to Heter because there's a real contrast. The round of Upsi is so that Heter cannot be batal to another Heter because there is no contrast. Heter beheter can't be batal. In the situation of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so the Isser is Ki'ilu, it's Heter, and therefore it can't be Batal. That's the way the Ran in the Durim develops it. Hi, Ben.
Hi. When Rabbi says that Heter cannot be Batal according to the Ran, does that mean Heter being Mino or Heter being Shein Mino?
So if something is Heter beheter, so L'cha'ira, if it's Min b'minai, it's not going to be batal, for sure. If it's min b'she'eno mino yesh la'ayin, because it could be that the contrast still exists, and therefore heter b'heter min b'she'eno mino, according to the Ran, will be batal. Now, this, of course, really explains why the vast majority of Rishonim, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim, the extraordinarily overwhelming majority of Rishonim assume that when I say Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batal, it is going to be batal min b'she'eino mino. And the lomdus for that, as the Taz points out in Sifkaten Hay, is the Ran and the Durim. Because when they have min b'she'eino mino, so there blibes, there remains a full-fledged contrast. And because there's a contrast, so therefore it has to be batal. That's what the Taz notes in Sifkaten Hay. The Taz over there points out that the Ran is a real explanation for why Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is going to be batal min b'she'eino mino. Now, if we go slowly, So when we think about it, there seems to be two reasons for davishishal matirin, but they seem to be talking about two different aspects of davishishal matirin. In other words, Rashi's davishishal matirin of aisha teichlan lo beisra teichlan lo beheter l'cha'ora is more relevant for the din of davishishal matirin in terms of suffik. Suffik davishishal matirin being usher makes sense according to Rashi, because why are you going to be make on a suffik? Just wait. And that's why suffik davishishal matirin l'cha'ora is more mistaber based on the aisha teichlan lo beisra teichlan lo beheter. Davish yeshal matirin not being bottle, so the Ran's svara makes more sense. No, the Ran is saying that bittul involves contrast. Right? Rashi's svara of aisha teichlan lo beisra teichlan lo beheter is very hard to shtim with the regular din or the din of bittul by davish yeshal matirin. It's mistaber that the Ran's rationale applies to the din of bittul by davish yeshal matirin, and Rashi's rationale applies to the suffik element of davish yeshal matirin. I think if we just think about it, from rihato, that's what emerges. Now, this is obviously not correct. It's not correct because when you read Rashi at the beginning of Beitza, Rashi sounds like he's talking about all the dinim of davish yeshal matirin. And Rashi seems to be saying that davar sheyesh lamatirin even klape bittol is because of acha teichlanu beiser teichlanu beheter, meaning that Rashi seems to say that bittol does not completely remove the iser status of the previous iser, and bittol is something that should be avoided. And the Isser blibes Isser even after Bittul. Rashi would hold L'cha'ora that Rashi L'cha'ora holds that Bittul is not completely transformative. Now we know this idea from Rashi in a few places. We know this sigh by Rashi. We know the sigh by bittul of yavesh be yavesh and by bittul of lach be lach. In both instances, I think Rashi holds that the davar hamisbatel is not completely transformed to become bittul. Va'afareshet sichati. In Simen Kuftes, we spoke about a taruvus of yavesh be yavesh, and we noted that there is a chumrah. A chumrah that when there's a taruza yavish biyavish that you should throw one of them out. No? Stamazay a chumrah. The Gain points out that Rashi in Zvachim says a taruvis of yavish biyavish, you have to throw one out, is not just a chumrah, but rather to me ikar hadin. No? The Gain in Kuftes somewhere or another, towards the beginning, on that Ramah, Yish mechmirin lahashlich echor olitin lo'ovid kaychavim. So the Gaon writes, Rashi Avodah Zarah Ayin Dalid, Ukeshit Haso, Biperek HaTaruvis, Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph, etc. And if you look in the Gaon in the Likut over there writes, Rashi Pakt Beitza, Gimel Amid Beitz. Wowza. Right, Elijah Kramer of Vilna hits home runs, ladies and gentlemen. No, a power hitter. Right, the Gaon is saying, I think the Gaon is saying Azai, that when Rashi and Beitza says that Davar sheyesh lo matirin is because of acha teichlanu beiser teichlanu beheter, that means that the iser is not completely gone. And I see that in the Rashi in Perek HaTaruvis, the Rashi in Zevachim. And I also see that in the Rashi in Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gaon is saying. In other words, that Rashi always holds that the Isser remains even after Bittul. And therefore you should not rely on Bittul. This is a well-known discussion. The Pesachei Tshuva comments that if a person does not want to rely on bittul, such a person is a kofer be'ikar. No, an apikoros, the Piskei calls you, no? You don't want to rely on bitter, you're an apikoros. But the Piskei Tshuva quotes that the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch says that if you don't want to rely on bitter, that's okay. Right? In fact, you should be machmir, not to rely on bitter. Bitter's a kula. L'cha'ora, according to Rashi, bitter really is a kula. Bitter is not completely transformative. And therefore, Rashi is saying, even by davar sheyesh lamatirin, even by davar sheyesh lamatirin, asha teichlenu be'isr teichlenu be'heter, even in the taruvis, it's not going to be, even the taruvis is not going to be bottle. Yes, sir. Ben, you had a comment?
It's in
Kuftes. The Piskei Tshuva is in the Gra's in Kuftes. I seem to remember that the Piskei Tshuva is in Tzadi Tes, right? I seem to remember that we did this Piskei Tshuva already. I was flipping through before to try to find. I don't remember exactly where. I could locate it for you. The Piskei Tshuva says that don't rely on bitter. If you try to rely on bitter, you're a kofa. You're not bikoris. Okay. Now, what about the Ran? The Ran tells me that the rationale for davar sheyesh lo matirin is the yisod of contrast. How would the Ran learn the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin with respect to the fact that suffik of davar sheyesh lo matirin is usur? It doesn't make any sense, right? This contrast svara doesn't make any sense at all in the case of suffik. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points out the kovet shiurim at the beginning of Beitza. By the way, the Kovet Shiurim in Beitza, if I'm not mistaken, was written by Rabbi Shlomo Grillman, who was a Rosh Hashiva here in YU. One year when I was in my first year of college, we decided to have what we called Europe Shabbos here in Yeshiva. So all the Rebbeim who learned in the yeshivas in Europe came and they spoke about what it was like. So there was Rabbi Grillman, Rabbi Melach Shechten, Rabbi Shimon Rum. Right, kulam zechronam levracha at this point. And Rabbi Drillman spoke Friday night about what he remembers of Rabbi Chanan. He told a few stories about Rabbi Chanan. It was actually very interesting. But he also mentioned that Rabbi Chanan looked at his notes on the shiurim, and when they put together Kovet Shiurim, they used Rabbi Drillman's notes on Rabbi Chanan's shiurim. I don't think on all the Masechtos, but I'm pretty sure on Beitza was Rabbi Drillman's notes. So Rabbi Chanan notes that even the Ran has to be maskim to Rashi of Adcha Teichlenu be'Isser Teichlenu be'Heter, because the Ran's Svara only makes sense by Bittul, doesn't make sense by Suffolk. Now let's go slowly, gentlemen. The Svara of Adcha Teichlenu be'Isser Teichlenu be'Heter, that Svara of Rashi at the beginning of Beitza, that Svara is also saying something big. Va'afareshet sichati. Rev Yisroel Gustman, zechrono lebracha, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Netzach Yisroel Ramalis, which is the one yeshiva that's like located in Rechavia. So like whenever you're in Rechavia, like for a yontiv or something, that's a good place to go and learn. He had been a Rosh Hashiva in Vilna. Ramilas was in Vilna. He had been in Vilna before the war. He was a tremendous Lamdan, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So Rav Guthman has the Sefer Kuntra Se Shiurim on various Masechtas. And the last two Shikla in the Kuntra Se Shiurim on Kedushin are classics. And the penultimate Shiur? Right, so the penultimate shiur, so Rav Gusman speaks about whether suffik d'orais alahachmir is mitayres vada or mitayres suffik. And in the ultimate shiur, in the last shiur, he speaks about whether suffik d'rabbanan lahakel is mitayres vada or mitayres suffik. In other words, when I say that I am make on the suffik d'rabbanan, does that mean that it's klar 100%? You should be meko b'lishum suffik at all? Or does it mean that suffik d'rabbanan, if you put against the wall, so then you could be meko? But why rely on the kula if you don't have to? Right? Nafkaminas, of course, are galore. For example, if I don't do a mitzvah because safek d'rabbanan lahakel, but I could do it later on, should I do it anyway? No? So if you hold that safek d'rabbanan lahakel is mikayach safek, so you may as well do it. No, it's not like a psak to be mekel. It's sort of like you don't have to. So if it's you don't have to, but you could, you may as well do it. So Rabbi Sabalovsky once pointed out, years ago, he pointed this out to me, that the Ran in two places assumes that Safik Derabbanan Lahakel is not an absolute hachra'a to be mekel. It lies mikayach Safik. You know, the Gemara at the end of Psachim has a question about Dalet Kosos. Do you do Haseva Betray Kasi Kamoi or Betray Kasi Basroi? No? And Halacha L'maisa, we do Haseva by all four Kosos. Why? Shouldn't we say Safek D'Rabbanan Lahakel? So the Ran Tainas, it's easy. What, right, in one of the answers of the Ran, right? One answer in the Ran is like more famous in Lumbus, right? The Ran says you can't eradicate a mitzvah out Safek D'Rabbanan Lahakel. But the less famous answer of the Ran is it's easy to do Haseba. By the way, the Ran was never in my apartment, no? For us, isn't Haseba like one of the hardest mitzvahs? It's not easy, no? To do Haseba is not push, but the Ran felt it's easy. I guess he had the type of couches better than we have, whatever it is. So the Ran says it's easy to do Haseba, you may as well do it. You see from that Ran that l'cha'ora, safek d'rabbanan isn't an absolute hachra'a to be mekel, which would be consistent with what we're saying, that the Ran agrees with Rashi, that safek d'rabbanan is not an absolute hachra'a. Similarly, you see this from the Ran in also the end of Psachim. The end of Psachim, so the Rishonim decide to give you the din of Sfiras HaOmer, because most Rishonim didn't really write La Halacha on Maseches Menachos, where the Gemara's Sfiras HaOmer appear. So the Bahamar, the Ran at the end of Psachim, they tell us the din of Sfiras HaOmer. Taisvis has a Yesod in Menachos and Daf Samach Vav that I'm supposed to count Sfira Adarabah. I'm supposed to count Sfira Dafka during Bein Hashemashos. Because the idea of Sfira is I'm supposed to be Tamimos. I'm supposed to have as much counted time as I can possibly have. And if I count after Tzeis HaKai Chavim, so some of the day won't be considered counted time. If I count during Bein HaShemashos, it will work because Safek D'Rabbanan Lahakel, we assume that Sfira is a Din D'Rabbanan. That's why the Balei HaTosfos say in Megillah that after Sfiras HaOmer, we say HaRachman Yachzilon Avodas Beis Hamikdash L'Mkoma, because we're saying we want the Beis Hamikdash to come back, so that Sfira will become Dairaisa again. No? But the so Tosfos says that you should dafka count during Bein HaShemashos, because it will be more Tamimos that way. You see from Taisus, by the way, that Tamimos is a din on every day of Sfira, rather than a din on the combined Zman of Sfiras HaOmer. No? Okay. That's Tosis. But the Ran tells us at the end of Psachim, the Ran says that don't count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShemashos. Even though it's a din d'Rabbanan, don't get involved. Don't count it during Bein HaShemashos. Zetman from the Ran, you see from the Ran, that what? That despite the fact that Safek D'Rabbanan is Lahakel, but don't use that kula. You don't have to pull on every kula that you could. Don't use the kula. Wait until after Bein HaShemashos. So the Ran is telling me that Safek D'Rabbanan Lahakel is not an absolute hachra'a, that you should be mekel. Right, that's why the Ran goes with Rashi, and that's why the Ran says it by Dalet Kosos, and that's why the Ran says it also by Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShemashos. So l'cha'ora, all these issues connect on some conceptual way. Can you speak louder?
Because you're doing
talking
about doing something.
and that could do it later on.
Yeah, so that could be very different. It could be that in cases of Yisurim, there's Eretz of Heter Gomer, but in cases of mitzvahs, there's no place for a Heter Gomer for there to be. So it's not an option, it's not how the wellness works. Might as well do it.
No, it's the two values that we're bringing that the Ran holds this way is from mitzvahs, and you're saying, Mehecha Teisi, this is true by Isurim. So the Ran, if the Ran agrees with Rashi, so that's true even by Isurim. But what Eli Natan is saying is that the two tsushtos, the two connections that I made, are both Rans regarding mitzvos, and Mehecha Teisi, mitzvos are the same as Isurim.
Rabbi already points out in the Ran about Galakosos, there were two set distinct answers. One was that there's no bittul of
the mitzvah, but remember, Galakosos remains a mitzvah. There's no iser, right? The shayla of doing kaseba, first two cups or second two cups, is a shayla on a mitzvah. There's no iser involved. So I have another Ran. You're probably not going to like this, but okay, whatever. Rav Gustman points out that in his opinion, by the way, one of the things Eli Natan and I were schmoozing about the other day is sometimes in yeshiva we don't quote some of the classical Lomdish Sfarim. We only focus like on Rav Chaim and whatever, and we don't talk about some of the other stuff. Rav Gustman happens to be more within the derech of our Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shimon Shkop. He was a Talmud of Rav Shimon, but Rav Gustman writes very, very nicely. The only thing is you need a lot of patience, because he writes like 20 pages of an essay, and like, you know, but okay, but, I mean, Rav Shimon was also like that. So, it's kedai to just read some of the shtiklach that Rav Gustman has, although the only ones I ever read really were in, I read one in Bavakam, one in Bavamitsiya, the other in Kedushin, I read a bunch of them. I don't know why. I think because I was in 12th grade and we were doing Kedushin, my Rebbe pointed the Sefer out to us. I think that's why I got into. So a few of the pieces in Kedushin are very geschmack. So Rav Gustman thinks that maybe this issue depends on the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The question whether Safik Drabonon Lahakel is a hachra'a, or whether it's just Mikayach Safik, is a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam famously tells me in Hilchos Mamrim that all dinim Drabonon are subsumed under Lo Sasur. You know, people sometimes ask you a question, how come you have to listen to the rabbis? No? Who are these rabbis? Why do you got to listen to them? So the answer that the Rambam tells me at the beginning of Mamrim is, right, the Torah tells me, Pasha Shoftim, Lo Sasur Min HaDavar, She'agid Olcha Yamin Usmol, listen to the rabbis, end of conversation. So comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban jumps up and down, and he spits wood and nickels, and the Ramban says, my dear Rambam, what are you talking about? Like Sasur, right, is a din, even on Drabonon, you have to listen to the rabbi, so how come Safik Drabonon Lahakel? Why is it that Safik Drabonon Lahakel? That's the Ramban's kasha on the Ramban. Now the Ramban entertains the idea, and the Drashos HaRan really says this. The Ramban entertains it to defend the Rambam, and the Drashos HaRan really says it to defend the Rambam. That maybe kach teknu. Right, the din is lo sasur min hadavar. Listen to the rabbis, but the rabbis also said that safik drabonon lahakel. No, that's like the pashat answer. The Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. If there's a lo sasur, so then shouldn't you be machmir and safik drabonon? The answer is no. Right, that's exactly what they decided. That's like the Aleph Beis of a Yesod within the Rambam. What? So the Chuvus Rambam might say that also. And this is, it's well known, this is probably the official answer in Judaism for the Rambam. Now let's just process this for a minute. Kach teknu. The rabbi said that Safik Drabonon Lahakel. They said it. That means it's a hachra'a. It's an absolute psak, right? That's Safik Drabonon Lahakel. It's not Mikayach Safik, really. It's a full-fledged din, a hachra'a, a psak, for a kula. That's what Rav Gusman notes. That if you adopt this answer to the Rambam, which, like we noted, is the mainstream standard answer according to, right, how do you say, the official answer of the of Judaism within the Rambam, is that kach tiknu. Okay, if kach tiknu, so that means it's a real hachra'a. Now, Rav Gusman notes, however, that the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban taines that no. If it's really a din of laisasur, so then it can't be that safek rabbanan lahakel. Meaning that the Ramban is saying that safek rabbanan lahakel is really a din safek rather than being a din vaday. If that's the case. And the Ran, although the Ran defends the Rambam in that Drashas Haran, but the Ran, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, agrees with the Ramban, so then that means, the way Rav Gustman puts it all together, that Safek Derabbanan is really Mikayach Safek, rather than being Mikayach Vadai, which, as we're noting, is also the Shita of Rashi at the beginning of Beitza. Right, that Rashi and Beitza are saying, "Teichlanu be'isra, teichlanu be'heter." Don't get involved. Don't. Right, adkan. That I think is the first nekuda that we wanted to mention. Now I have a yeah.
So if that's the case, then saying it's something to a banan. Kula as it did until Raisa is actually a major kula.
But again, I'm not saying Drabban Lahakko is a real din d'Raisa. I'm saying it's a hachra. In other words, it's a din of all sasur. Hashem says, listen to the rabbis, and the rabbis decided that we should pass in dinim Drabban Lahakko.
I'm saying that saying something to Rabbana, saying that Drabbans are del Raisas makes Drabbans more making.
Right, that's kind of funny, right? It's paradoxical. In other words, by invoking Lo Sasra on Derabbanan, which sounds like we're upping the ante, we end up actually lowering the bar, or being machriya on Safek Derabbanan, rather than saying that Safek Derabbanan remains a Safek, right? That is a bit of a paradox, but okay. I mean, paradoxes are not such a problem in Judaism. Now, here's the thing. A few things. Would Rashi agree that Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Bato by Min V'She'en Omino? L'cha'ayra, if we take it seriously, so then we come up with a idea that actually take one of this or take one of the heter. And Bitzel is never completely transformative, and therefore, Mehecha Tesi by Min B'Shein Lamina should be Bata at all. Now, it happens that in the Taz in Ois Hei, the Taz has some Nusach, that by Min B'Shein Lamina, he quotes on the Taras Chatos, and the Shachan Ostalar also quotes us on the Taras Chatos, that the idea is that the entire Taruvus is Nikra Halshem Hamavatil. In other words, that no one looks at this item and says, there's something else here. No, everyone assumes that the entire Taruvus is Nikra Halshem Hamavatil. That Svara L'cha'ora is the Svara that works within Rashi, which is, it's almost a Svara, I'd say, of perception. Rashi assumes that an Isser remains where there is faint echoes of Isser that remain even after Bittel. Nonetheless, for the din of Davish and Yeshul Matirin, that doesn't apply because Ein HaHeter Nikra Al Shem HaDavar HaAsser El Al Shem HaDavar Shenis Arev Bo. Right? I would say that this Taras Chatos Svara is more in line with Rashi, and it's a way of saying that it's a din just in perception. I think that's the way the Torah's Kata sounds. We, of course, could say it more fundamentally, and we could say that a taruvis of min b'she'eino mino is fundamentally different than a taruvis of min b'minoi, that perhaps by a taruvis of min b'she'eino mino, the entire identity is lost. However, I don't get the impression from the Torah's Chattas that he's saying it that way. And you get the impression from Rashi, especially if we're connecting Rashi to the Isser v'Heter Ha'aruch, who says that there's a chumrah not to eat something after bittul. That would mean that even by bittul min b'she'eino mino, you should avoid it. You should avoid it. Don't eat all the hot dogs. The only thing is that the din of Davar Sheyeshal Matirin was not formulated in this case, because Davar Sheyeshal Matirin is more of a perception that people are going to say, why are you jumping the gun? Why are you eating it when it's usser? You could eat it when it's mutter. And by a min b'she'eino mino, no one views the Isser like it's present, despite the fact that according to Rashi, the Isser actually is present. This is the way I would like to learn it. I'm inclined that according to Rashi, even after bittul, the Isser remains. I have rayas that Rashi holds this way. Did I ask this to any of you guys to get into Smicha? Did I do Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel with any of you? I mean, some guys I do Horios with, some guys I do... Right, you all got Horios? I do different sigyas. Basically, the sigyas I did were based on like what I had taught in my shul a few months earlier. And So Rashi in Avodah Zarah on Ayin Gimel. We already encountered this Rashi in the sugya of Kama Kama Batal. Right? Yayin Nesech is Aser Ba'Oser B'Mashehu. And the discussion in the Gemara, Rav Dimi says, if I pour Yayin Nesech, Mechobis Labar, so we'll say Kama Kama Batal. Rashi has a Nusach. The Kama Kama Batal only removes the Isser Hana'ah of the Yayin Nesach. But the Isser Achila remains. That's a Yisod of Rashi. By the way, within the context of Yayin Nesach, the Isser Achila and the Isser Hana'ah are coming from two different places. Yayin Nesach is Usser the same as Bishul Akum is Usser. It's a measure to prevent us from connecting to Goyim. Right, the way to a man's heart is through food and drink. So yenam is aser mishum b'naisehen. But there's also a dimension of stam yenam, which is aser atz the strach of avodah zarah, which is why stam yenam is aser b'hana'ah. Rashi tells us within the sugya of kama kama baton, ayin gimon ben aleph and avodah zarah, zakt Rashi that even if you hold kama kama baton, but it's not going to be mutter entirely, Rashi says. Kama kama batul is going to remain aser ba'achila. Aser b'shtiyah in this case. But the iser hana'ah falls off. L'cha'ora, this is Rashi l'shitaso, according to me, that bittul is not entirely transformative. The funny thing is that the Gaon notes that bittul of yavesh b'yavesh for Rashi is going to be greater than bittul of lach b'lach. That Gaon in Kuftes is actually very paradoxical, no? We asked the question on Rashi, if you remember, that Rashi holds that me'ikar hadin, you have to throw one of them out by a taruvus of yavesh b'yavesh. The kasha that we asked is... How come that's true? The Rishami writes, if I have a taruvis of truma, it's only also mishum gezel ha shevet. Remember this? And this goes back. I apologize. Like part of your idea is that you have to remember everything at all times, which is a challenge, which is why you need notes. So the Gon answered, well, maybe by yavish be yavish, it's only out bitto, it's only out gezel ha shevet. But by lach be lach, the din that you have to throw one out is fundamental. That's already very interesting. That the bit of yavish be yavish in some ways, right, creates more of a din bittel than lach belach. That's mamish, counterintuitive. I don't know. I mean, look at that goin over there in Kuftes Os Zayin. It's a Ram type of idea. And the Chanami. But to say that even by Alach Belach, by the Yayin the Yayin, when the Pashtus is that Lach Belach, Mamish loses its identity, it's still a little difficult. I get the impression that Rashi is saying that. I'm not sure. This is something I've been thinking about for many years. Okay. Let's just talk about one more nekuda. Tevel. Tevel's asur b'mashehu, no? Why is Tevel asur b'mashehu? The Gemara Avodah Zarah Ayin Gimel Mebeis tells me that Tevel's asur b'mashehu because kehetero kafi suro. Just like chita achas poteres a sakri, just like I could be matir tevel by taking off a tiny bit, so also tevel aser is when a tiny bit falls in. Keatero kachisuro. Tosis over there jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, as the expression goes. They tell you this? The other night in my shiur in Shul, as I say, jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. So the guy comes to my shiur, like threw a wooden nickel at me. Apparently a wooden nickel is like a thing. So I have it at home now. He gave me a gift, like mamish or wooden nickel. So Tosis asks the kasha, why do you have to say keatero kachisuro? Why don't we say that tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin? You could take it off. So Tosis gives a few answers. Look there in that Tosis on Ayin Gimel Mebeis, and it will be relevant for Sif Gimel in particular, and I think now we have covered most of the introduction that we wanted to give for davar sheyesh lo matirin, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get into the details. One last ha'ara, which I wanted to make, but I forgot. We're assuming that L'chore Rashi and the Ran are disagreeing, no? That the Ran does not agree with Rashi because the Ran holds that Bittul is mamash transformative by a Bittul of etc. And Rashi doesn't agree with the Ran because Rashi holds that even Ayyadeya that has nothing to do with contrast. That's L'chore what we suggested. It's Mavur, however, in the Taz. The Taz assumes that Rashi and the Ran are not disagreeing, because the Taz and Sif Katan Aleph just gives us Rashi's reason, the Taz and Sif Katan Hay gives us the Ran's reason, and presumably between Sif Katan Aleph and Sif Katan Hay, there's not enough time to forget what you said. Okay, Thevra, have a good day.